This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news to headlines first. Nepal's goods export increases by 57.2% in the first 8 months of the current fiscal year. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls for bold investment at Chamber of Commerce, AGM. Energy Minister Deepak Kharka guarantees load shedding free Nepal. And at least 113 people killed after a roof collapsed at a nightclub in Dominican Republic. Now the news in detail. Nepal's total goods export soared by 57.2% in the first 8 months of the current fiscal year, according to an economic report released by the Nepal Rashtra Bank today. The report revealed that exports had reached 158.17 billion rupees during this period, a sharp contrast to the 4% decline recorded in the same time frame the previous year. By destination, exports to India, China and other countries had risen by 82.5%, 8.8% and 2.9% respectively. On a commodity basis, exports of soybean oil, polyester yarn, tea, particle board and cardamom had increased, while palm oil, zinc seed, ginger, ready-made garments and juice had seen a decline. Meanwhile, goods imports had grown by 11.2% to 1,145.57 billion rupees compared to a 2.7% drop in the previous year's corresponding period. Consequently, Nepal's total trade deficit had widened by 6.2%, reaching 987.39 billion rupees over 8 months. In the year 2024 and the first few months of the year 2025, Nepal endured a string of catastrophic climate-related events that left the nation in mourning. In June last year, a massive landslide with debris swept away two passenger buses along the Narangarh-Mughlin Road near Simtal, claiming 59 of the 62 passengers on board with just three survivors. The bus plunged into the Trisuli River and 35 people are still missing despite the recovery of 24 bodies. Another disaster struck Thame of Solukhumbu district, where a sudden flood transformed the vibrant market into a wasteland. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology attributed it to persistent rain and rising temperatures, calling for further research into glacial lake threats. Later, relentless rainfall inundated areas including Kathmandu Valley in October, killing 250 people, leaving 18 missing and damaging nearly 6,000 homes. Infrastructure losses, including roads and bridges from these destructions, are pegged at 2.88 billion rupees. Climate experts, including Dr. Maheshwar Dhakal from the Climate Change Division, labeled it a stark reminder to bolster adaptation and early warning systems. Record-breaking rains in Sudhir Paschim last monsoon season, exceeding 624 millimeters in a day, highlighted the growing climate crisis pressing for urgent action coming monsoon season. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged investors to take advantage of Nepal's political stability to drive economic progress. Addressing the inaugural session of the 74th Annual General Meeting of the Nepal Chamber of Commerce, the Prime Minister emphasized that businesses should harness science, technology and artificial intelligence to enhance production and productivity competitively and creatively. He insisted that technology should be utilized to streamline services rather than spread misinformation. Expressing delight, Prime Minister Oli noted that the Chamber had been progressing as a unified and credible entity, contributing significantly to society and the nation. He assured that the government remained dedicated to fostering industrial growth through close, sincere collaboration aimed at nation building. Highlighting the stability provided by the ruling coalition, he encouraged confident investment. He also commended the Chamber for its constructive support of government ordinances and its role in connecting the private sector with policymaking. Awards were also given to distinguished entrepreneurs and a souvenir was launched during the program. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
विदेश गए परी चिंता की ना कर दे
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग ले दे
ज जहाँ भए पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै कल गर्नुहोस् डेटा चलाउनुहोस् संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारु गर्न *14*15 *7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Nepal has advanced toward ending power outages with Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Kharka, declaring that load shedding would no longer affect the country. Speaking at the inauguration of the 78-megawatt Sanjan Kola hydropower project in Raswa, he assured citizens that uninterrupted electricity would be available for households and industries. The 22 billion rupees project constructed by China's Sino Hydro Bureau 11 in Amachong Dingmo Rural Municipality, Ward No. 5 of the district, was officially connected to the national grid today. The minister praised the Nepal Electricity Authority, led by Hitendra Dev Shakye, for its vital role in this achievement. He stressed that the government had been committed to ensuring round-the-clock power supply and advancing reservoir-based projects for export to India and Bangladesh, noting an agreement had been signed to export 10,000 megawatts to India. The chargé d'affaires of the Chinese embassy, Wang Qin, commended Nepal's hydropower progress as highly promising and confirmed that China would continue its support. Minister Kharka encouraged private sector and donor agencies to invest confidently in Nepal's hydropower sector, signaling a bright and electrified future for the nation. Meanwhile, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Kharka, has directed the electricity authorities to immediately recover the remaining dues of dedicated feeder and trunk line. Secretary at the Ministry of Energy, Suresh Acharya, Chairman of the Electricity Regulatory Commission, Dr. Ram Prasad Thital, and Executive Director of Nepal Electricity Authority, Hitendra Dev Shakye, were summoned today at the ministry and directed to collect the dues. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 113 people have been killed and more than 150 injured after a roof collapsed at a nightclub in the Dominican Republic's capital, Santo Domingo, according to the officials. The incident happened in the early hours of Tuesday at a concert by popular singer Ruby Perez at the Jet Set nightclub. He was among those killed in the incident. Hundreds of people were inside the venue and some 400 rescuers are still searching for survivors. There are fears that the death toll will rise further. Confidence in the U.S. economy is plummeting as investors dumped government debt amid growing concerns over the impact of the U.S. President Donald Trump's tariff, according to the BBC. On Wednesday, the yield or interest rate on U.S. bonds spiked sharply to touch the highest level since February at 4.5%. The government sells bonds, essentially an IOU, to raise money from financial markets, and these are viewed as a safe investment, meaning the U.S. normally does not offer high rates to attract buyers. Trump has gone ahead with sweeping tariffs on goods being imported into the U.S., while Washington's trade with Beijing has escalated. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy tonight. The forecast is also of light to moderate rain, accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in Kosi, Mades, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, as well as one or two other places in the remaining parts of the country. Additionally, the forecast indicated that light rain or snowfall was possible in a few areas of the high hilly and Himalayan regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Nepal's goods export increases by 57.2% in the first 8 months of the current fiscal year. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls for bold investment at Chamber of Commerce AGM. Energy Minister Deepak Kharka guarantees load shedding free Nepal, and at least 113 people killed after a roof collapsed at a nightclub in Dominican Republic. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Our next news bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and good night.